Beautiful saying of Octavius that a couple of weeks ago sent as an email to many people, and I like it the same very much. It says that forgiveness has a marvelous act in the heart. It brings warmth and heals all wounds. This is what forgiveness is doing. So forgiveness is not something hard, but it is something that relaxes your heart. It brings warmth into your heart, and it heals wounds. Because usually when someone hurts you, you have some wounds in your heart. When you forgive, what Carlos is saying, it brings warmth into your heart and heals all the wounds. I love that very much. Forgiveness has a marvelous act in the heart. It brings warmth in the heart. Instead, your heart is not relaxed, is not happy, is sad because someone hurt you, and also heals the wound. Once you forgive, you're going to heal your wound. I'm going to talk to you today about a very famous person in the Bible, which is Saint Joseph, the pure Saint Joseph of the Old Testament. And you know the story of how his brothers were very cruel and very hard on him when they tried to kill him, and when they tried after that to sell him as a slave, and they succeed to sell him as a slave. And when he suffered many years away from his family, and when he worked as a slave for many, many years. And then it happened that they came back to meet him, if you remember the story, when he was the second man in the world, because the world had a famine, and the only country in the world that has food is Egypt, and there was Pharaoh, and second man was Joseph. Actually, he was the first man to distribute the food. No one has food around the world except Joseph. And then at that minute, his brothers who tried to kill him came to him, and it was his time to act revenge. His time to kill them back. His time. If you can imagine how much is the feeling that his brother would like to kill him. All his brothers say that we are going to kill our brother. They have a lot of hatred for him. And he cried and he said, please have mercy on me. Please don't kill me. Please save me. But he didn't listen to him. They put him in the wind first, and then one of them had a little bit of good heart. So he said, we must sell him as a slave so that we receive the money for their brother being saved as a slave. They continue being harsh, going to their father, saying, he has been killed. Don't worry about him. And all this was in his mind. He was suffering a lot. Imagine that you are a free person, and one day, free person, and coming from a very rich family, and you are the most beautiful one in front of your father, and then at a minute comes your brother, takes you without any reason, you understand, at a very young age, and try to kill you first. Very serious about killing you, hating you very, very much, and then take your freedom, save you as a slave. And you are actually slave for 17 years out of that. And you miss your father, you miss your mother, you miss my freedom, you miss my house, I miss my brothers, I'm a slave. Can you imagine how much you can ask Joseph to forgive, how much hard it is for Joseph to forgive when he saw his brother for the first time? Last time, he saw his brothers were what? Very angry, full of hatred, putting him in the wheel, trying to kill him, selling him as a slave, crying to them, and they don't have a heart. This was the last memory of their brothers in his mind. And then his brothers comes back to him, and he has a chance to kill them. He has a chance for revenge. But Joseph was pure in his heart in forgiveness. He was very, very good in his heart for forgiveness. I would like to speak about 3 points today around the story of Joseph. The first thing is, forgiveness is a strong message you as Christian you can pass to the world around you. When you forgive, you are sending a very good message. I would like to leave with you how the Lord spoke about forgiveness as something extremely important. In Matthew chapter 6 is when the disciples came to the Lord and asked him, teach us how to pray. So among the many things he told them a very strong part about forgiveness. And this is the only part he says that it's a condition. Unless you forgive, you are not going to be forgiven. So it is not like say to your Father in heaven according to your will, or say to him save us from temptation. But for forgiveness is not, and he said, unless you forgive others, you cannot be forgiven, which means you are not going to go to heaven unless you practice forgiveness. This is how strong Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 to verse 13 in the Mother Prayer. And it says, if you can put it together, what in the screen, it says, Our Father, who art in heaven, it depends on the translation, yeah? And the verse 13 is, and do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. And we finish with the perfect prayer that the Lord Jesus Christ taught us to pray. After that, does he comment, does the Lord comment about anything except forgiveness? What is the next verse he saying after that? He has, is our Father who art in heaven, he has many things to pray to the Father. One of them is forgiveness. And the only one that has condition is forgiveness. Unless you forgive, we are not going to be forgiven. Or forgive us our trespasses as we forgive to other people trespasses. So it is a condition. The Lord put it not as a sentence, but he put it as a condition that unless you forgive, you are not going to go to heaven. And then after we finish the Father prayer, our Father who art in heaven, did he move into any other thing? Can you read verse, the next verse straight away? What he said after he finished? That he put them on to pray, and he finished with that. And then what he said, what he commented on. Straight away in verse 14, if you can read now, it says, For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. So he has to add, the Lord has to add something. And the only thing he commented about after he teaches them how to pray is forgiveness. He stopped, he forgot about anything except forgiveness, because forgiveness is the most important thing in my prayer. Forgiveness is the shape of a true Christian person. It's a preaching. You can preach others about Christianity by your forgiveness. I'll tell you three stories about that, that when you forgive others, you are preaching the name of the Lord. You are a true Christian. But if you don't forgive others, you are like anyone else in the world. You cannot preach your Christianity. There was a Pope in the Catholic Church, and his name was Pope John Paul II. And one day, a person from Turkey planned to kill him. He was in his car, driving, and the man gave a bullet, and he planned everything, and I'm going to kill this Pope. Not for anything, except he is Christian. He is a Pope of Christian. So he did everything, and he the gun into the Pope, but the Pope didn't hurt much. He has a small wound in him, but he was not killed. And after 6 months, the man had been caught, the Turkish guy, had been put in prison. And after a couple of months, the Pope thought John Paul would like to visit this person to tell him, I forgive you. And it touches the heart of many, many people around the world, that it was much more stronger preaching than any other preacher they tell. When the Pope went to the person who would like to kill him, and he went to him especially to say, I forgive you. I love to forgive you. I don't worry about you. And the man started to cry, and the man started to read about Christianity, and accepted Christianity because of the act of forgiveness. When you forgive people, this is the true translation of your Christianity. We cannot be Christian people, we cannot claim to be Christian people without applying forgiveness. Second story happened about 2 years ago, that a lady lost her daughter in Egypt because her daughter having a cross in her car. Maybe you heard about this story, that she was coming out of the church and had a cross in her car, and a mob of fanatic Muslims, that was in Cairo, and the mob of fanatic Muslims were coming out of the mosque. They saw the cross, and they didn't like the cross. They started to attack her, and she didn't react in anything back, and they killed her at the end. And then they brought her mom and dad on an interview on the TV, and the mom said a couple of things very nice. I don't have any bad feeling towards the people who killed my daughter, but I pray for them that the Lord enlighten their hearts, because their hearts are full of darkness. They are poor human beings. The Lord didn't mean to create them in that shape. He created them in a very good shape. But Satan filled their heart with a lot of hatred and a lot of darkness. And I truly pray for them. I pray for those youth who are don't understand the reason for killing other people because of the presence of heart. And it touches the heart of many, many Muslim people in the country, that they never saw someone who said, I forgive the people who killed my daughter, more than the words of this lady, which she speaks about that on the TV. It's a true forgiveness, and this coming out of her heart, that I forgive them. They don't understand what they are doing. She was a true Christian lady. She was a beautiful Christian lady. Third story I would like to share with you about Pope Paulus. That in one day, also in the last few years, with many happening in Egypt, about Muslim fanatics, they burned in one day 50 churches. Went very angry, and they burned 50 churches. Imagine the feeling of Abuna Jonathan when someone come and tell me they burned some people, neighbor burned St. Martin Church. There is no church anymore. Can I forgive? Can I easily say that's all right? But I have some bad feeling towards those people who burn my church. I think very much it's very hard to accept that. So Pope Paulus came on TV and he said a beautiful word. He said that we pray for those fanatics to understand the true meaning of God. God is full of forgiveness. I think if you like really to preach about the Lord Jesus Christ, the good thing that makes you really enlightened, much different than the world around you, is the practice of forgiveness, to have a forgiving heart. And we hope the Lord said that in the media, that we forgive those people and we pray for those people and we don't hold any bad feeling in our hearts to those who pray for them. Many, many people start to love very much this hope and start to ask, what type of Christianity, what type of religion you have to be able to forgive other people. So this is the first point, that the Lord would like very much us as Christian people to practice forgiveness. This is something the Lord Jesus Christ would like us to do. In the life of the Lord Jesus Christ here on earth, we practice forgiveness every day. Every single day in the life of the Lord Jesus Christ, we practice forgiveness. You remember the time that the Pharisee came to him and say about the Lord that you are with the evil, you get the evil spirit because you are a devil yourself. And being a Lord, he can do whatever he can to this person. But he never repent. The Lord hear that and start teaching them about love, teaching them that the only way to get out of demons of a possessed person is by being holy. So you cannot tell me that I am devil. So about Jesus himself, when they attack him and telling him that you are devil, he never revenge. He never had anger with them. He never asked angels to come from heaven to destroy them. One day, the disciple told Jesus, when these Pharisees and the chief priests at that time started to attack him very much, two disciples of him, St. John and St. James, asked the Lord and say, ask for fire to come from heaven to destroy them, because you can do that. You trust in you, you can do that as the Lord. And did the Lord ask for fire to come from heaven to destroy them? Never. Very forgiving heart. The most beautiful part is that the Lord Jesus Christ forgave the people of the cross, when the people tortured me badly, but he still can forgive them. So if you go through the life of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are going to find a very forgiving heart. If you'd like to follow your Lord Jesus Christ in life, you have to practice forgiveness, because this is the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. Second point I'd like to talk to you is this virtue of forgiveness, or this commandment of the Lord of forgiveness, is something for our benefit, not something that the Lord put a burden on you. or something that returns a word, why you ask me not to do that? It's very hard for me to do that. No, it is on the contrary. When the Lord asks you to forgive, this is something good for you. Can I read again the saying of Paul Galatians, which says that forgiveness has a marvelous act in our hearts. It warms the heart and it heals all wounds. This is the saying of Paul Galatians, that it has a good act in our heart. I would like to say very much that any commandment that the Lord gives you, it has a good result in you. It is not like a burden, but it is something that makes you better. For example, the Lord asks you to fast. When you fast, it is something that the Lord would like to make you stronger, to say no for evil things. It is not that the Lord is torturing you. It's not like the Lord doesn't like McDonald's or doesn't like Subway, so he tells you to stay away from them. But he would like to establish in your heart something which is makes you strong to say no when Satan asks you to do something wrong. When you are fasting, when you be able to say no, I'm not going to eat any chocolate or any fatty food at the time of fasting, this will create in you a much more stronger spirit to say no when Satan offers you a movie or offer you something bad or a song because it's not proper to listen to. And tells you, what about listening to this song? I say, no, I'm not going to listen to this song because it has a very bad effect on me. So every commandment that the Lord gives you in the Bible, it has a good action for you. It's not that he would like to make you unhappy. So when the Lord asks you for forgiveness because it has a good result in you, because it will make you happy, let us read together Genesis chapter 42, which is a lovely story of Joseph and what's happened with when his brothers came to him asking for some food. And we'll see how, by reading this, I would like to go with you, how forgiveness, how when Joseph forgave them, is a much more happy person. And let me imagine with you, if Joseph didn't forgive them, what would be his thought is, or what would be his feeling. And we will discover very much that when Joseph forgives his brothers, he has much more quiet heart. As Pope God will say, that it brings warmth to the heart. Forgiving is bringing warmth to the heart, and he heals all the wounds when the person forgives. Let us get together Genesis 42. It says, when Jacob saw that there was grain in Egypt, Jacob said to his sons, why do you look at one another? And he said, I have heard that there is grain in Egypt. Go down to that place and buy for us there, that we may live and not die. So Joseph's 10 brothers went down to buy grain in Egypt. It was 11 brothers, the sons of Jacob, was 12. One of them Joseph, second one is Benjamin, and other 10. So they left Benjamin with the left because it was a little one, the youngest one among the 12 brothers, and then went to see to go to Egypt to meet with the governor of Egypt. So Joseph's 10 brothers went down to buy grain in Egypt, but Jacob did not send Joseph's brother Benjamin with his brothers, for he said, lest some calamity before him. And the sons of Israel went to buy grain among those who journeyed, for the famine was in the land of Canaan. Now Joseph was governor over the land, and it was he who sold to all the people of the land. And Joseph's brothers came and bowed down before him with their faces to the earth. Joseph saw his brothers and recognized them. I just would like to stop here that Joseph recognized their brother. What about their brother? Did they recognize him? Joseph recognized them. But he acted as a stranger to them and spoke roughly to them. Then he said to them, where do you come from? And they said, from the land of Canaan to buy food. Actually, the only one who knows them is Joseph. And it has a spiritual meaning that when a person has a forgiving heart, the Lord will give things to him. The Lord is opening his eyes and his mind into things. The Lord is touching his heart with knowledge, enlightening his mind and enlightening his heart. So Joseph is the one who recognized them straight away, but he didn't recognize their brother. So Joseph recognized his brother, but he did not recognize him. It's a beautiful verse that the person who has a forgiving heart, the Lord enlightened his mind. The Lord gave him secrets. The Lord put wisdom in his mind and in his heart because of that. Because he's like Jesus, full of forgiveness to other people. I'll repeat verse 8 again because it is so beautiful. So Joseph recognized his brother, but they did not recognize him. His heart was much more brighter, much more holy than the heart of his brother. So he recognized them. Then Joseph remembered the dreams which he had dreamed about them and said to them, "You are spies. We have come to see the nakedness of the land or the details of the land." And they said to him, "No, my lord, but your servants have come to buy food. We all are one man's sons. We are honest men. Your servants are not spying or spies." But he said to them, "No, but you have come to see the nakedness of the land." And they said, "Your servants are 12 brothers, the sons of one man in the land of Canaan. And in fact, the youngest is rich, our father today, and one is no more." You may say to me now that the brother, that Joseph didn't forgive his brothers because he caused them some trouble, actually. He was not very nice with them. And I'll come back to this part, that when we forgive, sometimes we need to practice discipline. Sometimes Joseph, in his position, would like it very much to discipline his brothers because they were not good, they behaved very bad. But in his heart, he went, if you read further in the chapter, he went behind the door and he started to weep a lot for his brothers because he loved his brothers very much. This telling us that Joseph had a very forgiving heart to forgive his brothers. And I'm going to explain it upon why he has done this act, why he was not nice to them from the beginning. But deep inside his heart, he went at the back and started to cry. He didn't punish them according to anything, but he was like to discipline them so that their cruel act and their behavior, bad behavior, wouldn't be repeated again. He would like to tell them, "Don't do that again. Remember what you have done to your brother." Actually, after Joseph did that to his brother, a few verses after that, they started between themselves to say, "This is all a payback, because the Lord was not very happy when our brother was begging us to leave him alive." So they start to repent. The action of Joseph made their heart start to repent that they have done something bad and they shouldn't have done this thing. It was not that he is not forgiving them. Joseph, from the beginning, forgave his brother. He didn't have any feeling of revenge against his brothers, but he forgave them and he would like very much to teach them that what you have done against me is something that you shouldn't do at all. And they get the message actually. When Joseph did that to them, they got the message and they stopped. But I would like to talk to you about two scenarios now. Imagine one scenario, Joseph forgave his brothers, his heart is full of happiness that he saw his brothers. And then a couple of verses after that, I don't want to read the whole chapter because it will take long time to read the full chapter. But a couple of verses after that, he started to ask about his father. And he started to ask about his little brother. And he was very happy to hear that his father and little brother is alive. And he was extremely happy to see his brothers coming. This is one scenario. Very happy person that he saw his brothers. He heard good news about his dad. He heard good news about his little brother. A scenario, his heart full of war, and the heart full of the wound has been healed. Imagine a second scenario. Let me imagine with you a second scenario. That Joseph didn't forgive his brothers. That he held in his heart a lot of anger and a lot of hatred to his brothers. What you can imagine Joseph is doing? Maybe Joseph is going to ask the soldier in the palace to get them in the prison and kill them. Okay, And what do you think Joseph is going to be? Will he be happy or not happy in doing that? By killing his brother, the anger and the feeling that I killed my brother will start burning his heart because he revenged, he didn't forgive. Imagine that Joseph was not a forgiver. Imagine that Joseph practiced revenge. He would spend the night thinking, how can I kill them? How can I torture them? And he may spend the night thinking, should I kill them or not? And he may spend the night thinking of how can I hurt them as much as they hurt me. And he may spend the night thinking how much they were cruel to me. And he brings back all the history of how much they were bad to him. By doing the act of forgiveness, this is, I would like to stress in my talk. By doing the act of forgiveness, Joseph is a winner. Joseph went back to his room happy. Joseph went back to his room thanking the Lord for the safety of his dad, for the safety of his dead brother, that he saw his brother. See how the act of forgiveness can bring Joseph to a peaceful type of heart, very, very quiet, very happy, very joyful. And what was the reward of the Lord for doing that? That he recognized his brothers, the Holy Spirit inside him, make him recognize something that the rest of his brother never had this Holy Spirit, never had the recognition of his brother. He's the only one who recognized his brother, but his brother were blind. No one of them knew his Joseph. Why is the difference? Where is the difference between Joseph and his brother? Forgiveness. He has a forgiving heart, and that's why the Lord blessed him very much. And this is why the Lord make him recognize his brothers. Why his brother didn't have any clue who is that person in front of them all the time. It's a gift from God. When you have the heart of Jesus in forgiving other people, when someone did something wrong to you and you decide that I need to forgive this person, when you forgive, the Spirit of the Lord inside your heart will make you much more enlightened. The Spirit of the Lord inside your heart will be more alive. The Spirit of the Lord inside your heart will make you understand things that other people cannot understand. Because this is the reward when you choose to forgive. I'll give you another scenario. Imagine one of us, one of the youth, get angry from a friend. Maybe let me say, assume that this friend invited a group of friends to his or her birthday, and I have not been invited. Two scenarios. One scenario, forgive. Second scenario, hold a lot of hatred inside your heart. Let us analyze these two scenarios. The Lord asks you to forgive, but maybe the way of the world is I would like to revenge. I would like to ignore hair next time when I have a birthday. I would like when I see hair in the church next time, I'm not going to say hello. I'm going to talk to hair maybe and fight with them. I would like to do something that can bring that bad reputation to these girls that didn't invite me to the birthday. All these things can come into my mind. And this is one scenario. What is the result of this scenario? Of having holding a lot of hatred inside my heart because of that. What do you think the result of that is? An uncomfortable heart. You cannot go to bed sleep when you have this type of feeling inside your heart. You cannot be relaxed when you hold a lot of hatred inside your heart. That's why the Lord Jesus Christ came to you. Get out this feeling by forgiving. So what is the second scenario you can do if you are in this situation? Second scenario you can do is to decide that I follow the commandment of the Lord and I'm going to forgive my friend. I decide to do that. It's okay. I try to give an excuse. It's okay. Maybe she has a reason. Maybe next time I'm going to be invited. I decide to forgive them. I decide to go to my bed without having any hard feeling or any bad intention toward this girl. By doing that, you go to bed extremely happy. And by doing that, what's going to happen tomorrow? When you see your friend, you may smile because your heart doesn't have any hard feeling. You decide to forgive. I decide to forgive her. It's a decision. I would like to forgive her. She has done something wrong, but I decide to forgive her. Once you do that next day, when you meet with your friend, you are going to have a smiley face. you're going to have a relaxed feeling, and she would feel much probably his or him or her, she would feel that very much I have done something to this beautiful person. That definitely next time when she has an occasion, you are going to be the first one to be invited because you forgive. When you forgive, you do yourself something good. You are going to go to bed happy. You are going to go to bed with a warm heart. You are going to go to bed with a healed wound, as Dr. was saying. Forgiving is a magic healing to your heart when someone did something wrong to you. I'll tell you something happened in confession many times. A person comes and say, Abuna, I say all my sins, but there is one thing I cannot, you cannot come and try to convince me otherwise. And Abuna is saying, just tell me first, and maybe I can try to convince you otherwise. He's saying, I'm very angry with my relative, or I'm very angry with a brother of mine. I don't speak to him for many years, or I, a friend is that I don't speak to him. I have a lot of hatred in my heart towards him, and I would like to go to have very communion, and I have that feeling that I have very communion, but don't ask me to reconcile. It's no way. He hurts me very bad, or she hurts me very bad. It's no way. You cannot imagine how much I hurt. And the Buddha is going to tell you something. When you forgive, you should have been there before, because what you are going to forgive. You forgive someone, that's you. This has to be clear. When I decided to forgive, I am there. Because if I am not there, no need for forgiveness. But I forgive because I am there. But I decide to say, this person is forgiven. I'm not going to hold anything. Exactly, same scenario. As you can imagine, the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross, very much wounded, very much in pain, very much suffering, very much cruel people under the cross. And however, he says to the Father, forgive them, Father, I don't want to carry any hatred against them. Forgive them. And he finally executed. He said, they don't know who I am. They don't know that I am the Lord. They don't know that. Please forgive them. It's a decision. It's a decision. I have some friends in the church here, an older friend before my priesthood, and one day he came to pray with us in the middle of the week. And I told this friend, do you have a day off today? He said, told me something very loud. He said that I had a fight with my supervisor at work. She was extremely harsh on me. And I left the work and I couldn't stand it. I told my supervisor, I cannot stand working today, please give me the day off and I will think about the situation. And this friend told me that the supervisor is extremely annoying, not a problem. And I don't know why he's doing that. And he told me something very nice. After he said the story and I'm here and I don't feel relaxed, not happy at work, so I left the work, I came to church. He told me, but I forgive him. And I come, but I need some time, but I forgive him. I like the word very much because forgiveness is a decision. Forgiveness is an act, not passive, but an active thing. You decide to forgive someone who tells you. It's a decision. And you have to take this decision following the Lord Jesus Christ, knowing that if you take this decision, the Lord is going to bless you. Knowing that if you take this decision, the Holy Spirit inside you will consider you exactly the same as Christ. Knowing that you apply the teaching of the Lord as Christian people to forgive. Forgive is a decision, and usually a hard decision. But when you take this decision, you are offering the Lord something extremely beautiful. And you are offering yourself a favor, that when you forgive, your heart is much more relaxed and is much more happy. Forgiveness is a decision, and sometimes a hard decision. But you take this decision because you are following the Lord Jesus Christ. Because this is his commandment. This is exactly what Joseph has done. He loved his brothers. He didn't help them a lot at all. Because this was the teaching of the Lord. And Joseph has a pure heart to follow the teaching of the Lord. This is what the Lord asked me to do, is to forgive, and I'm going to do that. I would like to invite you all to practice this decision of forgiveness. Someone hurts you in your mind. someone who's not doing much to you, someone who took some things that belongs to you without rights. Please practice forgiveness and be pleased enjoying the reward of forgiveness that in my heart I forgive. The last point I would like to speak to you today is why Joseph tortured his brothers. If you know the story, he told them one of you is going to stay here, the rest is going back, and you bring the little brother whom he knows very well that Jacob the father wouldn't allow this little son of him to be taken away because he loved him very much. Why he was torturing them? Because sometimes we need to stop this action of unfairness to continue. He has a right. I forgive someone, like the story of my friend. He forgive his boss, but he needs to go next day to discuss the situation with his boss. I need to put some rules so that this won't happen again. I need to talk to my supervisor so that he don't do that again to me. But I forgive. Inside my heart, I don't have any hatred. I don't wish him anything bad. I don't like to think about the situation. I forgive and I forget and I move on. But I really need to fix some relationship between me and my supervisor. I'll go next day with a smile on my face because the supervisor will feel that the person has forgiven him. That the person comes with a smile face, with a relaxed mood, with a loving words that he would like to fix the situation. And this is exactly what happened to Joseph. Joseph went and they cried out of love for his brothers. But he has to fix something. He has to let them. In part of chapter 42, they came all together and they cried together, not in front of Joseph, and they said, we have to pay the price. This is the price of killing our brother. This is what we really deserve because we have done something bad. I call this action of crying repentance. They repent that their heart has been touched by how cruel we were, and they start to be a better people. What I would like to say, you may forgive straight away, but you may discuss the situation with your friend. You may forgive straight away, but you may say, I have to discuss how can I deal in the future with this person, with my professional father, or with my spiritual guidance. I can forgive, but I can put some more rules to deal with that person or this situation. Forgiving is a beautiful gift from the Lord. When the Lord invites us to forgive others, He's doing you a favor. Because when you forgive, you move on in life happy. And you move on in life without carrying any bad feeling inside your heart. And without carrying any burden inside your heart who is not forgiving other people. Please practice forgiveness. When you practice forgiveness, you are a true Christian. When you practice forgiveness, you are going really to be happy. And you are going to have a place in heaven. Because you are imitating your Lord Jesus Christ and forgiveness, to Him is going to be the incredible prayer of the Lord.
Allowed some simple people in the church to tell him something without getting offended.
Yes. And I will, what came to me, the question that feeling of guilt from many actions is not a good sign. You cannot forgive when you have this pride in your heart, that everything that you feel or you consider offensive. Some action was equal, some little action was equal to offending you. But this is not a good sign. This is a sign of a lot of pride in my heart. And I cannot forgive easily. And I consider myself very high. And how dare this person come to this high pride? There's something wrong with us when we feel offensive. If the Lord never had, if you see the Lord Jesus Christ, the only life here on earth, tell me one situation where the devil offended. Never. He was very kind. If everyone comes to him, never felt offended. While sometimes, many times, you felt offended easily. And I don't like this language we use and we give the world around us. Very, very common language that this is offensive. This is offensive. Keep repeating in many situations, very simple situations, that he's offensive. I think it is offensive when my pride is very high. But if my pride is not high, if I have a simple heart, a humble heart, many situations are not very offensive. But it is hard, and it needs some time. Sometimes it needs some, give it time to be fully healed. But do the first action, to tell the person, I decide to forgive you. It's a decision. I decide to forgive you. And then I pray to the Lord that the healing process will go quicker and my heart is really full of forgiveness to that person. But the decision itself is important. When you decide to forgive the person in front of you. Any other questions? Yes.
What if, say,
keep doing that to you, keep annoying you, and it's continuous. Very hard case, yeah. Maybe after marriage, he can be, he's going to marry very soon, yeah. The phrase that after marriage is better. And Rihanna can change this part.
Right. Next level.